Hello, welcome back to another episode of Ripping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
And before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where we will be. I am currently on tour with Nikki Glaser, but I am I have a show on June 10th. In San Francisco, and then on June 11th, I'm in Sacramento. Do not miss those. Link in bio for tickets, and this is going to blow your fucking mind.
Big announcement coming.
And you probably already know because of the way time works. But on July 25th, I'm headlining the Gramercy Theater in New York City, baby.
Let's go.
So come on out to that. I'm very excited. This is a dream. And then I get to fucking come back to Nashville and headline Zany's Comedy Club again on July 31st. So let's sell that bitch out.
Again.
See you there. And I love you. I really do.
That's so sweet.
All right, over to Matt.
That's right. If it's June 9th, that means that I am meeting up with you in San Francisco and those Sacramento dates. That's going to be a lot of fun on the West Coast. Holy. So please come out, have some fun. We don't get to tour together much, so when we get together, it's a very special moment. And then I think I'm going to try my best to be with you in Gramercy. And make sure you get those tickets to that. Make sure you get her tickets to Zany's. Let's sell that bitch out again. If you weren't at the first show, you missed out. It was a good time. That meet and greet line was wrapped around the whole damn building. It was a lot of fun. As always, when I'm not with Fiona, I am out with Fiona. I am out with Rodney Carrington. You can find all his shows at rodneycarrington.com. He's the sweetest man ever. I think that's pretty much it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/rampingup. We got a lot of bonus content. We got a lot of extended episodes, and we got a lot of shit going on over there.
I feel like I'm in promo mode. That was nice. We've done all this shit. Let's head on over to the episode.
All right. Let's get it. We're ramping up.
All right.
Hey, we're back, baby.
In a big way.
Need to get ramped up.
Mm.
We are fully addicted to smelling salts. That's all happened, so.
You can get those at Amazon.com using promo code.
What's this promo code? I'm addicted to smelling salts. It's a long one, but it works. Yeah, we're back, baby. Yeah.
I want to do it again, though. I feel like every time I'm like, damn, I don't really.
It's like a game.
You gotta give it a good whiff. There you go. I think these have weakened a good amount. Yeah, we're being real. Sure, when we first popped them, it was woo. Now it's me. Me.
I know.
Yeah. All right. We're in here.
Jesus Christ.
All right. This is all we're going to do the whole episode. We're just going to sniff smelling salts the whole time until somebody passes out. Passes out. Where does that Yankee accent come from?
I do want to talk about. Here's something. Let's acknowledge the elephant in the room.
She's got her shoulders out.
No. Earlier this evening.
What?
Matthew Boyd Taylor. I said you could have a little bit of my noodles.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's fucked up. No.
I mean, they say don't steal candy from a baby. Don't steal noodles from a disabled girl. Everyone knows that. They'd stab you in prison.
All right. Let's settle this real quick. If somebody says you can have the leftovers,
we have both just eaten. Why would you need a whole meal?
We had not both just. We ate at 5 o'clock.
It was 6.
No, it was 8 o'clock. I ate a burger from Sonic at 5:30, and it was 8 o'clock. And the leftovers, by the way, she never eats leftovers ever. They stay in there forever, and then they get thrown away.
Oh, that's true, 100%.
That is 100% true. So I was like, "Hey, do you care if I have the leftovers?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm not gonna eat them. I'm not gonna touch them ever again. I'll probably throw it away later."
Are you putting words in a woman's mouth right now?
No.
That's great.
I was putting drunken noodles in mine.
Cinnamon.
And I ate all of it because I was hungry. And then as soon as I ate all of it, she goes, "You didn't eat all of it, did you?" I said, "Yeah. You said I could have it." And then I tried to be the sweetest man ever. I was like, "Whatever, I'll order you fresh drunken noodles from Uber Eats right now because I'm a good person." And they were closed. And so I was like, "Oh, all right, well, I'll order whatever else you want." But she doesn't want it. She just wants to have an attitude about it. So that's what happened. Now, please, your rebuttal.
What are you talking the car?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a W for your boy. Hell yeah. Can I take a beer? I think that deserves one. I think I won. I'll put it in my
you
little...
Think you won
my
that.
Mom got me this. Adorable. Isn't that cool? So adorable. There, yeah.
Do you actually, right, oh, there.
I packed it up for the pod.
I'll kill you.
What?
Hmm.
That's on. There we go. That's that would hold up in court, wouldn't it? We made it 14 episodes before she threatened to kill me.
I've
on air.
I threatened it a bunch on,
yeah,
the
just
pod,
not, yeah, on air. Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All right, dude.
Do we have a fun question?
Yeah, we had a lot of questions. So if y'all don't know, if you're watching this, typically Fee goes live before we start shooting the episode that we've got coming up. So that's always a good way, if you have any questions, to get on there, get on IG live with her. It's always, what, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday around 9, 8. It's any day of the week around any time of the day. So good luck finding it. Didn't find that funny at all. All right, so let's see what I can find.
What are you having this?
Okay. What's your favorite thing to make people uncomfortable about your disability?
Oh. A lot of the times I'll be like zooming into the bathroom. And a random woman will be like, "Do you need help in there?" Which is a crazy question to ask a stranger that's a grown adult.
Yeah. It's also weird. Interject real quick. Sorry. The lady, we were getting, when I smashed my pinky or whatever, we were getting out and she was like, "Do you need help?" And it's like, well, she was also parked in the handicap parking.
Just
wasn't,
sitting there smoking.
Didn't have tags
sit,
or nothing. No. Just needed a place to smoke a fucking marble red. She's like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "What is it like?" I'm literally helping you get everything out of the car. I think you're right on that, though. She was just, she felt, suddenly
she felt
like
awkward
convicted
that she had
and
the
bad.
Legs and tried to, yeah, like, well, I offered to help him.
I took the spot, but I offered the help. So,
no, I'll have random women be like, "Do you need help in the bathroom?" I'm almost 30. That's crazy. But I think the best response, I'm like, "Yes. Will you wipe my ass?" They always back down. And one day they won't. And then I'll be the scared one.
Somebody's going to say yes.
Uh-huh.
That was me. And that's how we met.
That's how I met your mother.
That's how I met your mother. I wiped her ass. Oh. It is fun. Do you get like this is fun for people that aren't disabled. Do you get a thrill when somebody is in the handicap stall and you get to wait for them to come out. So yeah. You can be like,
I love that shit. My new favorite thing to do is there's a show on Netflix I made both of you watch called You Can't Ask That. There's a episode about wheelchair users. And so this is what I did with Carter when she and I went to the bathroom in Florida. This happened. There was someone in the stall. And I'd start explaining why it's not okay really loud outside of the stall to Carter. And this girl in the stall is fucking panicking. I was like, yeah, it's just really insensitive because y'all have so many options. We have one, and most wheelchair users don't have control over their bladder. So, honestly, if this person doesn't come out soon, they're responsible for an adult peeing themselves because they're vaping and on their phone, probably.
Yeah. Now, she was in there shitting herself, for sure, one way or another. It's also, like you've said before, it's crazy that they put the handicap stalls at the end of the bathroom.
Like, and like most of the time, the single occupant stalls or whatever open outwards, so I'll be zooming to get to the end and hit with the door.
Cracked by one of the stall doors.
Hell yeah.
Almost everything that's built for disabled people kind of seems like it was made by someone who hates disabled people.
It does. Yeah. Like, they had to do it. They're like, I'll put it in there, but I'm going to put it at the end.
Yeah. Or the showers. I feel like I talk about showers a lot. Oh, Brady, something really funny happened in the car. Okay. So we were like going north? No. He was driving. And we were supposed to take this exit, but like, I think the sun was, like, in the way, and he... I can't do it.
What are you about to say?
Hey, you fucked it up. You went too descriptive. Yeah. We were going to play a prank on you.
I couldn't remember how
it kind of went, like... So, I really like this. I was reading the news the other day, and let's start over.
Man, you guys are crushing this.
I really bugged up.
Why was the direction matter? You're like, I think we were like traveling north or maybe south. I don't know. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It was working.
I was intrigued.
Trying to prank.
What prank is it? Like making me forget that I was driving or something?
No. So the bit is that like you and we were talking about this earlier, and it's something that you and I have probably talked about. You've probably seen That's the bit. Just never getting to the point. Having as much prologue as possible.
How long it would take you to be like,
You just couldn't even
do it. She went specific, so she started telling a real fake story.
Why didn't you just tell a story?
Because the point is you don't get to the point.
Yeah, just tell a story.
She did that in the car the other day, and I roasted her about it. We were on the way to Huntsville. She was like, this is something I've been thinking about, and I don't talk about it a lot, but
dude,
I think I'm going to talk about it right now. And we were like, okay, go ahead.
What? If you ever witness a crime, you would be great on the jury. Because you don't leave out any fucking details. You're like, so I woke up around 7:45 or 7:46?
You and I both do that big time player. Yeah.
You do it way worse than I do.
No.
Sometimes listening to y'all both do it, you both do it like a little tornado, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, on here?
No, just, well, baby on here, but just in real life.
Did you say baby on here?
Idiot.
I don't ever say anything to me. I've got this. I was close to a microphone when I said that. We'll run it back.
I said fade on that one episode for sure.
I know.
Yeah, like, faked.
I got your ass, you
idiot. I just got southern. I got a little southern slang in me.
Oh my God. I do want to talk about Florida first off. Let's talk about Florida.
Oh, yeah. The good, the bad, the ugly, the great.
Amazing. Jacksonville. I mean, I can't lie. At first, when I got there, the club is inside of like Ramada a Inn. Hotel, but not like a nice one. And so I was like, what the fuck? And there was no sign for the club. It was just a hotel. Yeah. So I was like, what is happening? And the green room was just like
a business conference room.
A hotel room that had a wall knocked down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like down outside, like the doors.
Yeah, like it's like one of those hotels. It's like one of those hotels that has doors that are on hinges and then knobs no, are also like on the door.
Doors are outside.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? And inside at the same time because it's a door.
Okay, I'll fucking kill you right here.
I'm just being specific.
So
I still don't know what's going on.
So, it's one of those hotels, the pool is like the centerpiece and it's two stories.
Oh, he's actually telling you. Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm being real this time.
Yeah, at first your tone didn't change. That was confusing.
Yeah. Well, it never, I'm dead eyes, deadpan.
Is any of this important?
Yes. So it's a Ramada Inn. I was like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and I hadn't seen the showroom. Great showroom.
Fantastic.
Like, out of nowhere. And it was packed and like everyone showed up and it was amazing. And by the time I'm on stage, I'm doing my bit. And then I'm talking about the airport. And how it's just hard to be disabled at the airport was the only sentence I had gotten out. And then some fucking woman in the crowd, and I can't see her because she's not in the light details too much. and she yells out, airports are the best place to be disabled. And I was like, are you in a wheelchair? And she goes, no. And I was like, okay, then shut up. I don't remember what I said. And
yeah, she said, then, shut up, you dumb bitch.
I said, shut up, you bipedal bitch, is what I said. Yeah,
ripped it.
Yeah, and everyone was like, and they laughed. And I tried to keep going. She kept interjecting about how much easier it is to be me. And I kind of lost it. I can't remember what I said, but I was like, you'll see yourself on the internet. And then it wasn't recorded, I found out.
Yeah. That lady, man,
she was like Hulk Hogan's cousin, dude.
Yeah, she had like white knee-high boots with like tassels on them. She was clearly very fit.
Smallest mini skirt trapped, I had ever seen in my life, and she was older.
First time at a show?
No, I don't think so.
She and her husband kept talking about how hot Tony Hinchcliffe was.
Yeah, they're like, are his eyes really that blue?
While you're on stage?
No, I had the meet and greet. And I had to be like, okay. And
bluer, that's what she said.
It was really crazy and whatever. That show was great, though. Mm-hmm. Like, phenomenal. Then, unfortunately, my Orlando show got canceled.
Yeah, that sucks. Sucks.
Orlando, I love you, and I will find a different way to come there. A different time.
Different way.
And then, we... And since the show got canceled, we ended up going and staying with...
God, so much happened this week.
I know.
This past week.
We ended up going and staying with, like, my cousin, I guess. And he is...
All right, hold on. So what would he be? It's her aunt's husband's son.
From first marriage.
It's the only marriage, isn't it?
I guess like a step cousin.
Yeah, right. What would that be, internet?
Because we're not actually related.
I mean, technically, I don't think he's anything to you.
Yeah, I guess it's like Laura's sisters and like parents aren't anything to me, right?
Yeah.
He's
an in-law, a cousin-in-law.
Is he though?
No, I don't know.
Because she's my sister-in-law, but then her immediate family isn't anything to me. They are.
Her cousins would be your cousin-in-law. No.
Is there such thing as a cousin-in-law?
But your aunt, her husband is your uncle-in-law.
Is your uncle-in-law.
No, your aunt's husband is just your uncle.
Uncle, yeah.
But his kid was around from
his previous marriage, yeah. So I think that would be a step.
There's probably a category for that.
Either way, he fucking rips, dude.
Oh, yeah. His name is
Dougie.
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. His wife is so cool. They live in like a really nice part of Orlando, and they let us stay with them.
Like gated community. I mean, phenomenal place.
I've never been in a house so nice. Like, it was crazy.
They had a lanai.
I've never heard that word.
I don't know what that is.
It's like she kept...
Layla,
yeah. She kept saying... She's like, I just love, you know, out back the lanai. I'm like, you keep saying that, but I didn't get to see it, and I don't understand what that is. She's like, it's like a separate living area outside, but it's also outside. It's not even closed.
Yeah, it's like
y'all
it's
went
like,
around the lanai.
You were gonna say you never figured out what it was.
I've
got it though.
I don't. Yeah, I still don't. I don't know what it is.
It's like a gazebo without a roof.
It's like a roof patio with like fans and like a TV and shit, but it's like open to outside.
Sounds like a screened-in patio.
Without the screen.
Without a screen? You talking about a back porch?
Yeah, it sounds like a back porch to me.
Okay, well, that's just a place in Hawaii?
I'm stepping out of my lanai.
Architecture.
Don't look at me.
What did you just say? Oh, yeah, it's a covered outdoor space that originated in Hawaii and is similar to a porch or veranda.
Yeah, idiots.
So, people call it a porch.
Yeah.
Rich people call it a lanai.
Because they can afford more vowels. Yeah. Okay.
It's a cool back patio you guys got.
Also,
Dougie's so cool. He also has his own
rap label.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they recorded a rap music video in their house. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he sent me the video. I'll show you.
Yeah, we'll share it on here. It's very cool. That rapper was really good, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just cool. I never, like, really spent time with him. You know, I saw him briefly throughout time.
Like at some weddings or something.
Yeah, but this was very cool. He's sick. They live right next to Disney World.
Yeah.
So we drove to Disney World for dinner.
Yeah. We went to Disney Springs, which is like Disney World adjacent.
Oh.
Because Disney World's huge. And this is just like an area just for like shopping and eating. So like if you don't want to go into Disney World with all that hassle, you can just go here. Park.
Did you see any cool Avengers stuff?
Saw dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're big on dinosaurs.
We didn't see any Avengers stuff. I don't think.
Sorry, Brady.
So annoying.
The restaurant was cool. We went to a place called the Boathouse.
It's like on this lake.
Really expensive oysters.
Yeah, but good oysters.
That was fun. And then we went to Tampa.
Yeah, the next Wesley Chapel.
And that show was inside of a movie theater. It was one of the movie theater rooms.
They just converted it into a comedy.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
It was really sick. And that was amazing. I mean, the crowds were just like both shows were like absolutely packed.
Yeah.
Fucking so many disabled people showed up. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, that was really, because you got to sit and talk for a while at that Jacksonville show to some other FA.
Sam and Josh.
Some fellow FAers. And then
Garrett?
Do what?
His name Garrett and the Jacksonville or the...
I saw you with a whole team of wheelchair guys.
Yeah, only one of them at FA, but yeah, they have a whole like disabled friend meetup in Tampa. They were saying that's cool as fuck. Like, I know. They were like, yeah, we have a huge community. We all hang out and do stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? Why are you by the sand? And they're like, girl, you don't know. And I'm like, clearly, that's why I'm asking.
So Florida, I guess, is one of the better states for disability.
Yeah. It was really interesting.
And she was saying that makes sense because it's a retirement state.
Yeah.
So the elderly are there, which needs to be more ADA compliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
And then we were gonna leave the next day to go home, but we got seafood before we were gonna leave, and I was like, hey, I don't have anything to do on Saturday, do you? I just want to stay.
She pulled a big dog move. It was nice.
Yeah, I got us a hotel front. Or beachfront, no doubt.
Hotel front, beach.
We slept on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, she just, yeah. She didn't get a hotel room. She just said, y'all sleep on the beach. I'm getting a hotel room for me.
You guys ever heard of high tide?
Yeah. You don't want to be. Also, Reddington Beach. Never even heard of it in Florida. Very sweet spot.
It was the perfect beach day.
Nobody. Very secluded beach. Went to... went to a place called Krabby Bill's.
Wait, before we get there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We had just gotten ready, and we're giving the room to Justin and Carter for them to get ready. So we went downstairs to the bar to get a drink. First off, as we're in the elevator, this older white woman in... linen pants, which is a terrible sign. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm she goes.
Go burn mine after this.
She looked at me and goes, "That you're pretty good at driving that thing."
Like she was just a child.
Yeah, and I was like, 10 years. Like yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks. 10 years running.
Yeah, and that was all with that, and then.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, the we're going through the bar, and like this old man, this older guy comes up. He's like, you need to like build her some ramps so she can like to me. And I just go, ha! And like just walk off.
Yeah. Like portable ramps? Or
I
just
don't know.
No, he was like, so she can like do some tricks.
And jump.
Oh.
Yeah, he thought it was being cute because he thought I was retarded.
You think
she's
a remote control car? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that's just trying to get through the bar. Then the dude at the bar was such an asshole.
Talked to Matt like he was retarded, which I liked.
Yeah, I don't like when people do it to her. She loves it when people do it to me.
Yeah,
so
it's a double standard for
big
sure.
Big double standard.
Do
100%.
It more. Do it more.
Yeah, she was behind me going, that Jack Nicholson face. And I don't know. I forget what the guy did, but. Fuck him.
Yeah, so, but yeah, and then we go to where was it called?
We go to Krabby Bill's. Very cool place. Like a dive,
oh my God.
I guess the dive bar to be in Reddington Beach.
Yeah, and the food was unfucking real.
Yeah, we got like a crab feast with
like
sausage,
some
and
of the best
and shrimp and oysters and
seafood I've
mussels.
Ever had. And then I had to pee before we left. Me and Carter get up to go to the bathroom together. Thank God she came with me. And because rolling up, and there's a little hallway, and there's this woman, like, standing in the middle of it with their arm on one of the walls, and her ankle is fucked. Like it's, like, huge. And we're like, whoa! And she's, like, drunk and kind of being a bitch. And... she was like, I broke my ankle. And Carter was like, oh, no, that's awful. Like maybe you sprained it, like, trying to be nice. And the woman was like, I'm a nurse. I think I would know. And Carter was like, okay. And cool. She was like, I'm sorry about that, but will you move? Like, I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
And the woman, like, begrudging, didn't really move. I almost hit her ankle trying to get by her, but whatever.
Yeah.
And we go to the bathroom. And we're like, that was weird. Fuck that woman. But, like, she's the biggest concern in our head at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we pee. We come back out of the bathroom. Woman is standing more in the way at this point. Same thing. Carter's like, hey, I'm so sorry about your ankle, but you please just, like, move over a little. And the woman's like, ugh. She was like, my friend needs to get by. She's in a wheelchair. And I'm, like, right there. Yeah. And this woman's like, how am I supposed to move over? I fucked up my ankle. And then Carter goes, hop. And she did a little hop. And I was like, thank you. And I start, I'm about to go. And it's 100-year-old man. Maybe 4'10".
Yeah.
Drunk as fuck. Comes very up angry. Out of nowhere. And he's so now angry. In my way. And I was like, and everyone around, like these grown men, like 50s, you know, they were like, hey, brother, will you please move out of the way? She just needs to get through. And this old man screams in my face.
Yeah.
He goes, you have to get out of my way. And I was like,
you're an
Carter
asshole.
Carter and I are like, And
yeah,
the guy that had to ask him to move for me was like, hey, you're being an asshole. And he was like, no, she's an asshole. And he's like right here. And he comes towards me with his little hand. And I'm like panicking and he grabs the arm of my chair. And then he finally walks like between me and the woman with the ankle issue. He's right by me. He's like, I don't have to do anything. She needs to move. I'm a grandfather.
Yeah.
Me and Carter lose our shit. We're laughing so hard.
That was Krabby Bill. And boy, was he crabby.
Yeah,
you got shit
pretty,
talked to you by an old man. That's
it was
crazy.
Pretty sick. I think it was good luck.
I think so. I think when a 9-year-old man cusses you out, it's like 10
I'm
years
a grandfather.
Life. Yeah, it's like, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
that logic. My grandchildren are everything to me.
Yeah.
I should not be at this bar blackout drunk right now, but it's besides the point. Man, Florida people are wild.
Got my beer.
Yeah. You don't want that drink no more?
Nah.
She has a new favorite drink. It's called a Bay Breeze.
Goes to the beach once.
Yeah, right. I'm a beach girl now.
Seafood does sound fantastic.
Oh, though. Dude, it was so good. Excuse me. That's going to be on there. That place we went to was very, that salt, whatever, someplace in Tampa, really good. Really good food. And we had a really good time. And I've got some really good questions.
Okay. I'm a grandfather. Name of the episode.
That is a good one. I'm a grandfather. I was thinking that. I almost said it, but I didn't.
You guys hold the mic so solid. I hold it like a wand.
Well, they say you're supposed to hold it like a snow cone.
Really?
Like that.
I hold it any way I can.
Yeah.
I'm holding on for dear life, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, you hold it just like you should. A lot of people in the live were asking for any updates or any news on the treatment front for Friedrich's ataxia.
So I'm still on Skyclarys, which I think is great. Yeah, but that just, like, pauses the progression. I know there's been a lot of research coming out that they're working on different types of gene therapy. and potential frataxin replacement therapies, which would be amazing. I mean, they're working. I feel confident that in my 30s?
Maybe? Coming up quick.
No, I'm 17. This is the episode where Matt finds that out.
What? You, this is me finding out you're 17. I know. That's not it. That's not, I was trying to improv and that didn't go
good.
Let's
do a goofier question.
All right, goofier question.
Wait. I'm gonna be the lady in the linen pants and you be me.
And I be you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow. You're really good driving that day.
Wow. You should mind your fucking business.
You should see me do it drunk.
That's better. Wait. I know we were trying to come up with like good like responses because yeah. Those are the kind of things. Or oh, I love your chair. I get that all. The, yeah. No, you fucking don't. You wow, just got really caught good. Looking at it.
What were you saying? It was like, wow, you're really good at walking.
Yeah.
You bitch. All right, let me here. I'm gonna give you. Give me what you should have given her instead of just being like, "Thank you." Wow, you're really good at driving that thing. Huh?
I'll kill your whole family.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Liar, linen pants on fire. Okay, you ready? Wow, you're really good at driving that thing. No.
I just drill him myself.
Does she need a cough drop?
I can't do this. Do the next question.
You're not over it yet?
No.
How do you get rid of pop-ups on a computer? I mean, these things just keep... God dang it. These things just keep coming back, man. Just kick me the whole thing.
We're just cooking with gas right now.
Hey. Don't let me operate electronics.
You guys have maybe you guys need to do a Zoomies.
Zoomies?
Yeah, you need to have Zoomies.
How? I can't you create can't just, Zoomies.
Zoomies are just...
You think rare, that?
Hi.
It's a good start.
Do we need to sing a song?
No songs. There are seven continents. There are seven continents, and these are their names. Europe and Asia, Africa, Australia, North and South America, and Antarctica. You fucking idiot.
I do not remember that last part. I don't remember that song at all. We didn't sing back when I was in school. It wasn't invented yet.
No, they were in the coal mines.
Yeah, we were in the coal. Yeah, now do it in Spanish. And don't be offensive.
Well, then I can't do it.
Does your ass ever go numb sitting in your chair?
Yes. It hurts very bad.
Okay, don't do that in child voice. All right, here's one. If you had to pick a disability for Matt, which one would it be?
That's fucked up.
I'm just dulling out disabilities.
Yeah, like, I have to have a disability. What is it?
Easy. Toe thumbs.
Yeah, I feel like obviously you wouldn't want to have a bad one.
Is that a disability, though, or is that just like a...
Clubbed feet.
I don't...
Yeah.
Bald.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Bald. Short.
Sounds real familiar.
I got one from the live.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. You guys pick questions. I literally took down 100, and now I'm looking at them like, I don't know.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Okay, wait. One horse-sized duck.
Or 100 duck-sized 100 duck-sized horses. A horse-sized duck?
100?
Yes. One horse-sized duck.
They can't fly. They're horses.
Brother, ducks have a lot of soft spots on their body.
Have you ever been attacked by a duck? It's horrifying. Now, make that the size of a horse.
You were attacked by a duck?
Yes. You feed them, and then you stop feeding them. They get very aggressive.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Remember when you ate my food earlier?
I should have just fed it to the ducks.
There's 100 of them.
Yeah. No, because it's 100.
Only one of them.
100 horse-sized, 100 duck-sized horses. Yeah, because horses can't like flap around and fly at you. So I'll just punt the horses.
I feel like 100 would overwhelm a person.
No. 100? 1,000 maybe.
100's a lot.
It is, but I mean, you can kick 20 of them in one kick.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the big one.
One Matt versus 100 Fiona's.
Dude, a horse-sized duck would just...
Do you think you could take 100 Fiona's?
Yeah, 100%.
I'd just fucking kick you in the dick so quick.
No.
100 times.
Yeah, and then I'd roll over it.
And then you would roll over my penis.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
A compliment.
That means I would never do that because I would never fight you.
But it's 100 of her clones.
Yeah, and you have to fight them to get the real me out of the castle. How to get up there is tough asking questions.
Duh.
Is one of these clones use less detailed stories?
All of them do.
Sounds like I got 100 dates to go on.
They just say, goo goo gaga.
Yeah, all they think about is war.
War?
And cheese.
Battling and cheese.
Are we doing improv right now?
Play along, Matthew. Holy
yes.
Fuck.
And?
We're talking.
Oh, no.
And we lost him.
Yeah.
You're ruining it. Like, hey,
you guys are like, oh, war and cheese. Pick one.
Just giving you some details. Set the scene.
Okay. I got a 100 Fiona clones are talking to me about war and cheese. Are they even trying to fight me at this point?
They're not talking to you about that. We're just telling you because you were like, maybe I'll take them up for the real Fiona. And we're like, well, all that's on their mind is war and cheese. So it's not much to talk about.
No in-depth.
The point is still there. You have to fight them to get to me.
Yeah, I think I could just tear through them in record time to get to you.
God, men. I don't think you could even take two of me. I think two of me.
For the sake of this relationship, I'm going to agree with you on that. I don't think I could take two of you.
He's already got a plan.
Can barely handle one of you.
In a riff off?
Oh, in a take you in a riff off?
No way.
Oh, dude, I would out riff the shit out of you.
Do it right now.
I'm already doing it. See, that
this
was
goes
a riff.
Deeper than I could have ever imagined.
Damn. Ooh, here's something that's fun. When we were going to bed last night, Fiona decided to get high and start a full-on argument.
Not argument. I asked an innocent question. And you
it.
Got
it
weird about
question.
It. This is not fun. This is going to be weird for Brady, but go ahead.
No, I think Brady will definitely
no,
probably
go
take
ahead.
Your side on this.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Actually, it did lead to a good conversation.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be bad at
Sorry.
All.
Sorry. I got you.
Yeah, you're still bitter about this, very obvious, but I was ready to discuss it. So I have, you're going to think this is cringe as shit. I already know. You guys can gang up on me all you want. I have a Bible verse on my social media profile.
But not like the verse, just like the MT22.
Yeah. You ever seen the Bible before? She gets nervous, she bursts into flames.
Yeah. So it's just Matthew 22:37-39.
And it's the one you're named after?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's it say?
It's just it's basically love yourself as your, or love your neighbor as yourself. Which is like a perfect, it's always been like the perfect verse for like any, because if you do that, there's really, you really have no issues with anything else.
Okay.
If you love someone
now
the way you
get
wish.
Get to the argument.
And I'll just say this real quick. Gay.
Yeah, I thought you guys would say that.
Okay, so here's what
happened.
That's
why you're all going to hell.
Spirituality is important.
I was about to go to bed, and I've never looked at his bio, and I was like, I wonder.
First of all, lies.
It's not a lie.
Big lies.
Because
you used to say before we were dating that you would.
I creeped on your Instagram.
See, creep on my Instagram.
But not on your bio.
Oh,
you guys ever looked at my bio?
No.
No, I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, you haven't. What is it? Like, I don't look at people's bios.
It says backup account dash at Shark Week. And then it says link in bio. And then the link is. I think it's the theme song to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Backup account, Shark Week. That is a random account. And Brady with the big red nose. Let's see what yours says, Fiona. Comedian and speaker.
My management told me to do that.
TEDx talk.
Well, yeah. God told me to put a Bible verse on mine. So
okay, so it's
that's
kind of
like the ultimate management, isn't it?
It's not.
So the argument is about can you be a successful comedian? With
no,
you?
No.
She's like the only people.
No, I hadn't looked, and so I saw
it's
that
like, this is holding you back.
Well, yeah, you gotta take like, that verse about loving people off.
Sorry.
That's basically where she was going with it. I was like, I'm
no,
not taking a Bible
verse. No, but like, I was like, what is this up here? I swear to God, it's that MT. Like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't recognize that from like a Bible thing. So I honestly didn't know what it was. And I was like, I would have noticed if he had a Bible verse in his bio. Right, so I honestly got. I was like, "Hey, what does this mean in your bio?" And I was like, "Is it a Bible verse?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then like it just got so weird because of the way I asked it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Like it was very like it came across like in a very condescending.
She wants you to have her Instagram handle in your bio.
Hey, once we get married, I'll do it, and I'll do it with the little
please don't
engagement
do that.
Ring diamond
I
thing,
will
and then
divorce
you right there.
You
I'll cringe the fuck out. I don't give a damn.
Oh my God! And then I'll be like,
I'm in love,
I don't
and
know
I don't care who
guy.
Knows it.
Yeah.
No, I should. Do, I'll go and do it now because you already have the ring, the engagement ring. Yeah, I'll do the engagement ring emoji at Fiona Colley, and then you can do a watch at Matt Taylor Comedy.
Watch over him.
What?
So.
Oh, yeah. So, she's like, oh, the only people that have Bible verses in their bio are like the worst human beings. And I'm like, you might be kind of right.
They're always the one that comment on my shit, and they're like, you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's, and then they have a bad. Bible verse.
Yeah, but that's just biblical cleansing.
Okay.
No. Yes. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just an outlier. I guess I'm just a good person.
Were
with
you
the
accusing
Bible.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
She's no. like, I guess you want
so
me
what,
to die.
So where did the fight come in?
Well, it was just like, I got too high by so the end of the that. Conversation. Matt was not high, but he was acting like he was high. Because he was being weird, too. And then I was like, okay, good night. And he was like, okay. And we just like rolled over.
It was a very awkward ending too.
Yeah, and then bed. This morning I was like, that
first
was
of all,
weird.
We did not roll over.
I don't roll over.
I said,
over.
Are you gonna kiss me goodnight or is that against your religion?
Cringe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny, but it's cringe. Cringe.
Cringe.
What, and asking for a kiss goodnight?
Imagine now I'm...
religion? Wait, so what
and
was
then I
the...
said goodnight, weirdo. She was
okay,
stoned.
So that's just the...
And then we woke up. She's like, I felt like we were breaking up last night. And I'm like, are you still high?
I cheated on you.
What?
Yeah, it was a weird...
It was just weird. When I'm high and there's any kind of like... I'm yeah. like, oh, the end of the world.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like Fiona was about to be like, you can denounce your faith or we're done.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to do that.
It just feels like your relationship with God is going to get in the way.
It's
going to
really tear us apart.
No, and
how
then...
can I be sure you really love me if you love this other guy?
Yeah. I didn't
oh,
know you
do
were
you
gay.
Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind?
Where am I in there, mister?
That's L-O-R-D.
No, but
spell
then
my
we
name.
Figured it out. We figured it out today why I feel like, and it's not him. It's just like the people that do that are doing, like, I'm like,
yeah. Well,
what have we?
No, like, you said it. You were like, they're basically like, they're grandstanding their religion because they can't show it in action. Like, they can't. They're like, oh, I'm Christian, but it's like, you
look at my
talk
bio
about it,
on
about
Instagram.
It. If I wasn't Christian, why would I have it in my bio? Whereas, like,
I'm like,
you
why
know,
do you
and
need
there's something to that.
That's but, kind of the worst kind, like you said, the worst kind of person.
Yeah,
yeah, they're terrible. And they're all over
so
the
So that
Christian
was
community.
My reaction. I thought we'd be on the same page. But
you also
then,
know that Matt is actually religious.
Right,
so
that's
important.
Why I wasn't worried about yeah. saying anything about it, because it's like, you know I know you. But I was like, oh, and I thought we were going to joke maybe. Then we didn't joke.
Yeah, we weren't on the same page. The tone felt like condescending. And I was
so
like, where
I'm
are you going with this?
I'm single now, like, y'all.
Yeah. She's back. Give me the ring. Immediately. Let me go and have that. Get that. Let me get that. Hey, let me get that.
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay, next cue. Let's do a funny one.
Ooh, I got a funny one. Why don't you believe in God?
we all talked about this a few weeks ago and we never brought it up. Awkward sex positions. Do you remember when we talked about that?
No.
We were all in here after the podcast and we were like, we should talk about this on the podcast.
Talk about awkward sex positions?
Yeah. You were kind of on your phone a lot though.
Wait, it's ringing a bell. Will you remind me of anything someone said? Like, awkward for who? You were the other person. But, like the thought was like...
You asked what the best one was. And we just... I don't remember, actually.
It feels kind of like, though, and maybe this is it, if not, it's an interesting conversation, but like the way like sex is talked about in society... It's like, if you do missionary or doggy only, you're a fucking loser. And it's like, who's out here
no,
doing
you're
outside?
In love.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's kind of what we were getting at.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, it has to be this one that half the room has never heard of to be like yeah. interesting.
What do you
insane.
Mean you don't do reverse cowgirl with your wife?
You're right.
It's like, I don't. I do that with a hooker. That's what I do it with.
Right. Is that kind of the conversation?
Yeah.
I mean, call me vanilla. I'm cool with the tried and true ones that work. There's a reason they're the
Matt
staple
and I
position.
Matt will bang with me standing up someday.
Yeah.
He's that quick.
Call that one.
Holy shit.
Damn, you got your fucking riff in before I did.
Damn, that was so good.
I said I was going to call
Clip
that one a miracle
it.
Worker.
Yeah, that's good.
That's funny. Damn it. Yeah, I'm, look, man, I mean, call it what you want. Try and true work. They get the job done, and they get them done nicely. They get them done real nicely.
Are you trying so hard to give me the ick. I don't.
Dude, first of all, she got the ick the other day because I was wearing flip-flops in these insanely comfortable Fabletics pants.
Sponsor.
They're not, but they should be.
Long pants and flip-flops.
You got to ditch
them. I was just going to go to the grocery store. Do it.
Yeah.
The flip-flops that go through your toes.
Thongs.
Why is that different than the Birkenstocks?
It just is.
Why, though?
He's absolutely correct.
Can't just say it just is.
There's something weird and like sexual
about being. It's like, is it like my toes like are being fingered?
To be like, I fuck.
It's like I'm scissoring the flip flop.
I fucking these flip flops.
It's like
there should be no penetration on the foot.
Yeah. I don't want to see.
Wait, so does that make the five fingers
spread?
Never. I equate those exactly, or like Chacos. Like, I don't fuck with Chacos. I bet you.
Oh, because they go the toe. No, I hate Chacos.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not a crunchy granola person. I wear flip flops.
She was a Chacos guy, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't wear open toed shoes. I would have been. Probably.
Yeah. Ooh. So what's Chacos are worse than
Chacos are horrible.
They were really cool when we were in college.
We were in Chattanooga.
Everyone wore them.
I felt like the only person that didn't have them.
Oh god, no, the little toe strap. Like,
yeah,
come on now.
I mean, I've literally never been able to wear open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the perverts on the internet.
They haven't always been a problem.
Oh. Yeah, they have.
No.
I've always been me. Y'all know.
Whatever, dude. I've got.
You're not
something.
That careful.
What?
You're not careful enough that you'd be like, I'm not gonna buy these shoes because someone's gonna look at my feet.
Yeah, it's true. It's mostly because I'm scared of stepping my toe. I'm scared to hit on something.
Fair enough.
All right, I've got a fun question.
It better be fun as fuck.
You know what? It's gonna be fun if you just stop your yapping and let me say it. Would you move to another planet to keep doing comedy for aliens and never come back, or change your career to be a mime here on Earth and never do comedy again?
Aliens.
Easy, yeah. Aliens. I'm not doing mimery. I think I'd be pretty good at it, though. Give me something to mime. I bet I can do it right now.
Mime taking a tampon out and throwing it away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
It's not in your butthole.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
No? Okay, I do this. Pretty
what
good.
I do. Random ad suitcase.
Do you look at it like when you wipe? Yeah. Hold on. Do you look at the poop when you wipe your ass? You have to.
Yeah. I got to wait till it's clean.
So do you look at
it? You smell it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not sure if I should ask this.
Do I look at the tampon?
Yeah.
Kind of have to.
Yeah.
Just to know where you are in the menstrual cycle.
You can't. A lot of girls I recently learned kind of. But you know, based on how easy it comes out, if you're like done with your period or it's ovarian, it's like you gotta pull it out because it's dry.
Now I'm
about
to go to another question.
Yeah, but a lot of girls I found out they fucking flush their tampons, which is so bad
for the economy.
The sewer, whatever. So, tampon trash cans, you got to wrap it if you're not at your own home. You got to wrap it in toilet paper.
It'd be nice if you wrapped it in your own home, too.
And throw it away. I remember in college, though, when a guy, everyone's like, bed frames are the thing that tells me he's a good guy. If he had a little trash can in his bathroom for tampons, that man is going far in
Ran
life.
Ran through.
Yeah.
If he has a single guy has a tampon trash can.
I thought
can,
it was a green flag.
That's a psycho.
Oh, my God. And he had megabytes for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sleeping with a male prostitute.
A pink razor.
Yeah.
That guy will cheat on you.
He
did, but it
women,
was great.
A woman on their period or whatever.
I always had a place to put my tamp.
Jeez.
What was your next question?
Wait, so a trash can in the bathroom, you call it a tampon trash can?
I just call it a trash can in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's, I think, what everyone it's there has a trash for. Can.
No, the it's just there for trash in the bathroom.
That's not true. I've been to so many dudes and go.
You ever go to a third world country? That's where you put the poo-poo paper.
Tampon, true. Yeah. I had to wrap a used tampon in toilet paper. The guy did not have a trash can. I had to stumble out, and at this point, I'm walking with the walkers, and my hands aren't just free. I had to stumble out and try to hide the fact that I'm holding a bloody tampon, throw it away in his kitchen trash can.
Just put it in the trash disposal.
He had a dog.
Dog got into it.
Yes, he did.
Dogs love a good tamp.
Yo. Nightmare. What was your question?
Oh, I don't know, but I've got another one. I was just asking about, how did we even get to that? Because this was like, would you do comedy on an alien planet?
Miming tampon.
Oh, yeah, you asked me to mime taking a tampon out.
You want to mime something else?
Yeah, I don't want to mime that.
All right, mime a man taking a tampon out.
Okay. All right.
Is she laying down?
She's sitting on like a doctor's table, it seems. Yeah. A little high up. Just vaginas are on the bottom.
Huh? Yeah, she could like be doggy facing that way.
Oh. Ew.
I don't know. What's the easiest way? What do you want me to do?
Idiot.
Can we do something other than taking a tamp? I just found out that women don't have to take them out to pee.
Okay. Doing a little laundry.
Doing a load of... Oh, my God.
What do mimes do? I don't know.
Do you have anything cooler to suggest for a mime?
Okay, what...
You got me at your disposal and you want me to fold laundry?
A mime breaking down and being like, guys...
This is a mime breaking... Y'all are making this mime break character.
Can you give me something
cool? You're
going to
make me lose my mime.
Dolphin. SeaWorld.
What does that even mean?
Sexual asphyxiation.
Alien. Kanye West.
You want me to mime Kanye West?
You want something specific? I don't know what it is.
Give me something specific. You just
do you have something in mind you could mime?
No. I'm the guy that's miming, and I can't talk.
Okay.
Wait, aren't we supposed to guess?
You poop your pants and you're... at a party.
Okay.
So you're trying to hide it.
All right.
And we're doing improv on the side?
Oh, yeah. Fun party, Brady. Wow.
Yeah, wow. This is so fun. I can't believe that they...
What the fuck?
They brought a mime. I heard he's
like
around here somewhere.
Shit.
There's like a secret mime I heard. No one knows who it is yet.
Let's go watch a mime, my guy.
Hey, man. Are you okay?
Why are you holding your stomach, bud?
What's your name? Did you just get here?
What is that smell?
Do you smell? He looks like he smells it.
I don't think Matt knows what a mime is, if I'm being 100% honest.
I just shit myself.
Yeah, we're doing like improv, but you don't have to say words.
I think that's funny.
That's the best way for me to improv. I just learned. Yeah. Whatever. This mime shit's over. Alien comedy
miming on a podcast is great.
Yeah. Hey, you guys on Spotify are going to love that segment. Oh, man. All right. Fine. Fine, fine, fine. What's one thing you wish all able-bodied people knew? Brady.
I'll take this one. Get out of the fucking way. That's what I wish they knew.
Yeah, get out of the way.
God, stop fucking taking our parking spots.
Yeah.
Because it's like people think it's like casual, but do you know how hard it is for people with physical disabilities to get out of the house? And the only thing the world has ever fucking offered us is parking. And then we finally get out, and the only place we can go is right there, and there's a fucking motorcycle with the sidecar in the parking spot. And I'm like,
did you see the person getting out of the sidecar?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're riding in a sidecar, I'm not riding in a sidecar. Mm. But if I was, I probably earned that spot.
Yeah, no. Stop using our shit. You'll have so many things.
All right. Would you prefer it to be 120 degrees every day or 20 degrees every day forever?
20.
120.
Wait, what is the question?
Would you prefer it to be 120 degrees outside every day or 20 degrees every day forever? Can only be one of the other one of the things.
20,
really? Why?
120?
120.
That's hot.
Yeah, but you'll acclimate to it. I'll acclimate. 20, the world freezes over. It's over. That's it.
I feel like all the plants would die if it was 120 all the time.
No, they would adapt. Nothing grows.
Either way, nothing is going to grow.
I think it would be more beneficial to have a warm climate than a frozen climate, because nothing can flourish. Do you know what I mean?
But for me, personally, I'd rather be cold.
I mean, as long as it's 65 in the bedroom.
Dude, hot makes me want to kill myself.
And stay inside.
You can tell a disabled person to stay inside. It's crazy.
All right. And guess what? That made me crazy.
That made me crazy.
I'm not crazy. So I pistol whipped that motherfucker for 40 minutes straight.
Does that make me crazy? Yeah.
You know the Boosie song, Crazy?
Because I pistol whipped.
Dude, he's like, the whole verse of that is hilarious, because he's just like, he's like, they say that I'm crazy.
Pretty jumping.
But I'm not crazy. And he's like, he doesn't think he's crazy. He's like, oh, am I crazy? Because I pistol whipped that bitch for 40 minutes straight. Run my shit. Fuck up your face. I'm like, yeah, no, I think you're crazy. I would never say that to Boosie's face. And Boosie, if you ever see this, I do not think you're crazy. I think you're...
Boosie, I think that person so had it coming. Much shit about you.
I don't.
He says how weak you are and how you only fight guys that are your size.
Never said anything like that.
Yeah, Matt is your size. Get in there, Boosie. Uh-uh.
No. Don't say that. What's Boosie's real name? Let's look that up.
Jonathan Summers.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Like the actor? Lil Boosie, real name. I'll set it off. That's another good one.
You want to talk shit?
You want to run your mouth? There's a part where he goes in there.
Fuck you, like, bitch.
Quicker than you can count to six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm like, dang, that was really quick, Boosie. Nice. Torrance. You can never guess this. Torrance Ivy Hatch Jr.
That's a sick name.
That's two people have that name.
Say that I'm crazy.
That made me crazy.
I'm not. All right, crying.
Where are we at on time?
We're at like an hour.
All right, let's,
ew.
What are we doing, huh? Are you a believer in astrology and crystal healing?
No,
before we get out
next.
Of here? No, no, no. Let's talk
no.
about your astrology sign.
No.
What sign are
no.
you? Have you ever frozen on stage?
Nope.
Have you ever frozen on stage?
What do you mean?
Like just completely lost where you are and just,
No. I talk so slow. You said I was taking a breath.
It comes to me. I have. And I will share it.
Oh.
And funny enough, it was at Derek's show. I got lit up. Like, so I'm doing my time. And, the guy's like, all right, what are you doing? Like 25 minutes? I'm like, yeah, 25. at like 25 minutes and 30 seconds, every light in this place starts to go off. And like, he's just like blinking this red light at me. And like, I'm just trying to wrap my setup. And it's so much. Like, he turns on like club lights.
Wait, and they're for like going, people that don't know listening, you can go over by like one or two minutes and that's like really normal.
Yeah, I'm 30 seconds over. And I like, I see the initial light. I'm like, okay, cool. Which is like a 1 minute, 2 minute light. And I'm finishing up my last joke, like getting ready to get the punchlines. And this red light starts going off and it's just like blinking. And I'm like, did something happen in the crowd? Why is it going off this hard? And then like club lights start like swirling around me on the stage. And the crowd's like looking at like the lights. I'm like, what the hell is going on? This dude is like lighting my ass off 30 seconds past my time. And like, I just, I'm like, and,
that's not freezing. That guy fucked you up.
But it's so funny because Derek got it on video. Because he was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. So I'll share that and we'll put it on here. It's the funniest thing ever. It's just me standing there. I'm just like, and,
we're all, let's see. I'll ask the fellas this question. Did y'all know that women don't have to take their tampons?
I can't, like, I completely lost my spot.
Yeah.
And dude was just lighting my nuts off. It was, so yeah, I have frozen before. I'm sorry.
I forgot where I was in a joke one time because someone said something and I like did crowd work. And then I tried to go back to it and I was like, what was I talking about? And then the crowd yelled out, they were like, airports! And I was like, right.
Yeah. No, also, no, what about your headlining set that one time?
Oh, yeah.
Third Coast.
You forgot your
joke? Yeah.
Okay, it was my first time headlining.
She's like, ooh, I can close out with this joke I haven't done in forever. I'm like, that, okay.
I was doing it. I was like halfway through the joke. It's like a long joke to a build up, so it's not funny yet. I'm just like talking. And then I started laughing, and I was like, hi. Don't remember the rest of this joke. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and that was just it.
Ended the show.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Well, that was a fun episode.
Yeah.
Wow, what a blast we have had.
The camera had had enough of our shit. I was like, I can't do this. I'm exhausted. So. Okay, so hey, thank you guys so much for checking out the episode. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Matt Taylor Comedy.
At Fiona Colley.
We love you guys. Don't forget, we release episodes every Monday. They premiere at 11 p.m. on Fiona Colley's YouTube. They're also on Spotify, Apple
Podcast,
all those streaming services. And be sure to follow us on over to the Patreon.
Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/rampinguppod.
And we're going to be cracking cold ones over there, and I'm super stoked about that. So, please do.
Okay, if you're a real one, love you.
Bye. We're ramping up.
Bye. Shut up.